Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously, yeah. You're nominated for two.
Actually, three. It's three.
Is it three?
Yeah, because it's best group, best singer, and Tease Moment, which is the take that.
Oh, yeah, the Tease Moment.
With Luke and Nathan and...
Was that just last year?
Yeah,
because it was the '90s, wasn't it? Of course. So big day for you.
I was working out earlier. I think that'll be 11 nominations over the 10 years, and 4 wins. So
I know. I'm pretty impressed. I was looking at the stats since it started.
Is it 11? I think it's 11. I was 1 year I wasn't nominated, but every other year I was.
You've won something every other year.
Have I really?
Yeah. So 2006, 2008, 2010 for Wild Boys, and then 2012 Best
Known
Singer.
Well, that's going on the poster, definitely.
So...
I didn't know that.
2015 didn't win.
I didn't know, so maybe...
So this
maybe
could be the... I feel like a hat-trick coming up.
All even years, I think, as well, isn't it?
Yeah. This could be the one. I'm excited about this. Right, let's first of all take it back.
Okay.
Right back to the beginning, because maybe there's people out there that don't know
don't know
about the Wild Boys, don't know who Mark Craig is. How did you end up in Tenerife? What happened? Because you're a fellow Leicesterian like me.
I certainly am,
even though I don't really sound like
but
it.
But I'm
I
sort of an adopted Geordie, because I moved up there in... God, I can't remember. I moved up there when I was about 18, I think it was, and joined a band called Foxy that became Fox, which myself and me were both in.
Okay, so that's how you met.
That's how we met. And we were together in Fox, I think, for about 4 years or something like that. And then I came on a holiday. The band had a break. Walked into Leonardo's.
Yeah.
And there was there's supposed to be an act called Crying Out Loud. They were also a Geordie act. And they'd been in there for about a year, I think. And it was only one of the guys was there. The other one had gone home. And he was like, Mark, help me out, because I'm doing everything on my own. The work of a duo.
Yeah.
There's one guy. So I got him and sang a couple of songs, and he wanted to leave, but the guy who was the boss at the time was like, you need to get me someone else first.
Brilliant accent. Excellent.
So anyway, next thing I know, I walked into the office and sat down with this great, cool guy, Nabil, who was my boss for 4 years. And he just said, do you want the job? So he said, have you got anyone else in mind? So I thought, this might be something Mia might be up for. So yeah, so...
And you were able to just drop everything in the UK?
We gave about 3 months notice and then came over with everything we owned, pretty much. just,
how old are you?
I'm 46 now, but that's a thing then.
So just, how old just, were you when you came over?
We came in 99, so I was just under 30.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
It's quite a big decision just to drop everything, move to Tenerife and still be here now.
Yeah, I don't think we planned that. I think we probably thought, give it a couple of summers and see how it goes.
Season,
and then life
maybe.
Just took over, yeah.
Tenerife got hold of you.
Yes,
and that is exactly what happened. So you obviously came over together. It worked out nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful stuff. So I wasn't here back then.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah. I was at school, I think, if I'm honest. But... what is it about the Wild Boys? I always hear like this legacy, and I've seen you perform once and everyone was like, it's the Wild Boys. I was like, I don't know what is it about you two? What have you got that's so special?
I don't know. I think Mia summed it up quite well. We just sort of came across at the right time. We had the right songs, and we'd worked together for 4 years already, and there was a massive chemistry there, you know, where we didn't need to know what the other one was thinking. We knew it. So it was all sort of very natural how it all happened. Everything on stage, he would just give me a look and I'd go, right, he's going to do something crazy. So and that was it. You know, we just gelled. We just always clicked, and we still do.
That's
amazing.
You know,
we just did a reunion, well, not just last November for the band, a 20-year reunion. That was in Newcastle.
Cool.
Great big venue and sold out. So
have you literally got followers here, you've got followers in Newcastle, anywhere else you like?
Well, yeah, because the band was really big. So a lot of the people that used to come and watch the band then found out we were over here. So they started flying out over here, and they still do.
Really?
They still come and see me, a lot of them, yeah.
Awesome.
So it's great, yeah.
I'm going to get your signature before you go to the gate to sign something. I'll pop it on eBay in a few years.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. So then, obviously... after how many years were you the Wild Boys? Leonardo's,
we just celebrated a 10-year anniversary over here, and then we moved from Leonardo's to just literally down the road to Vivo, which is now Vivo, which was then God, my memory is terrible. What was it called?
Chasers.
Yeah. Treasure Island.
Yes.
So we moved there, and then Mia and Donna had Harvey, their first little boy, and I think they just decided it was time to.
It's time to grow up and get a real job.
I think they miss the family, you know, because I mean, a bit like me now with Isaac, you know, you realise how far away his grandparents are, you know, so.
Totally.
I think that was the choice. There was no animosity, it was no fallout or anything like that.
Was it a really sad time?
Yeah, it was, because it'd been a long time. But we both got on and did our own things for a little while, and then we started, not that we didn't ever stop talking, but we just kind of said, oh, we should do something. So we started doing reunions back in the UK. So we did a few of those.
How often do you do one of those?
We've only done, well, Mia's been gone now since, well, about 6 years, I think. I think you might correct me later on. So we've done three. One as the band and two as the Wild Boys.
And what happens, because I've seen, like, have you tried to sort of replace him a little bit in bars? Or
we did do, we did sort of Wild Boys. A guy called Kirk Reddings, he came on board. He was the first after Mia left, I guess about 6 months after he left. Then Sheil Campbell.
Yeah.
We did the Wild Boys in vivo with Sheil. And then when Pip started working in the Decade Show,
yes,
we did a bit of a Wild Boys thing with Pip, which we still sometimes do. But, I mean, there's no, it's taking nothing away from any of the guys. But the thing with me and Mia, we'd come across here and it was the original, and it was still, it was the glory days. You know,
I'm really looking forward to seeing the performance at the Tees, if I'm honest. Like, obviously, like I say, I was there for that performance when he was on holiday.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what was going on at the time. Then he was climbing a tree. And I was like,
we never know what's going on.
What is this? This is weird, but I like it.
Yeah.
And then I saw you and Pip do the One Direction thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which had me in hysterics. Right. I absolutely loved it. But obviously this year, the Tees, it's the live vote.
It is.
That
put
the pressure on. But as the Wild Boys, and both of you being a bit wild and knowing each other so well, do you think you've got a bit of an edge?
I don't know. I'm sure it'll all just click back into place. But as I said, we've not performed as the Wild Boys for a few years now. And then it was just a one-off in Newcastle. So, but so I think it's like riding a bike, really. I think it will just,
have
once
you planned,
we get on stage,
what you're going to do?
We've got some ideas, yeah.
Are you going to have rehearsal time?
Gonna
do it on
really,
Skype?
No, like. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, we said we'd do that with the band, and that never happened. we just winged
just
it.
Just blag it.
Yeah,
blag
I think me have made a career out of winging it. Is the
a pretty successful career,
well,
just
yeah,
winging it.
It's,
I love it. Right. So obviously he went home. Wild Boys did a few bits of other stuff, and then you've decided to go solo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was solo pretty much straight away as soon as Mia left. I continued to Viva, but now I'm on the circuit solo as well. So that's,
yeah, because that was quite recent, wasn't it?
That was a year ago, just over a year.
Yeah.
It was a year in May, yeah.
Because I think I remember chatting to you a bit last year, and you're like, why didn't I just do this sooner? Mm,
yeah.
And why
I've
didn't
really
you?
I enjoyed it. I don't know. I think I just got really comfortable where I was. I'd done two great residencies, you know. I've enjoyed both of them. First at Leonardo's, then at Vivo, and it was cracking time. And you kind of feel quite secure when you're in residency. You know that you've always got such amount of gigs every week and such
Definitely.
Amount of money. Whereas the circuit was fresh and new to me, but that's a good thing because it gives you, I think it gives you the hunger again. It makes you, kicks you up the backside a little bit.
Does it?
Shall we say? Yeah, yeah. So
because
I'm loving it.
I heard Mia saying like you didn't really like add songs to your repertoire and stuff. You just blagged it on stage.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
find now that you have to be a bit more like, oh, I'm going to this venue. I need to write out a bit of a set list. I need to maybe learn a few more songs.
I'm terrible. I've got like 4 hour sets that obviously I'm only probably doing an hour or 2 hours, and I'm just like picking them and throwing them into the mix in general. You know, so I'm a little bit still like that, but I've had to reel that in a little bit because I'm now the lead singer at Magic as well.
Yes,
so
I want to talk a bit about that.
Yeah.
How is that?
It's absolutely amazing. Love it.
As a wild boy, even though you're internally wild rather than externally wild, do you find yourself having to rein it in a little bit at Magic? Because I've been to Magic a few times, and you know, some people kind of stand there with the drink posing a little bit.
Yeah,
do you find yourself have to rein it in a little bit, or do you just go nuts?
To be honest, I thought I would, but it surprised me that it is a little bit like that sometimes, but it's nowhere near as much as I thought. I thought it'd be very much like that. But no, they kind of go a bit wild with me a lot of the time, so that's great fun. But
what kind of stuff do you do down there?
We do everything from funk, soul, rock, right up to date to the current charts, and pretty much anything, because the audiences vary so much as well. You've
yeah.
got, you know, from every nationality, every age group, from 16
hopefully
16,
not
18 to sort of 70, you know, so you've got to go right across the board.
Take
the,
Me
the
Out will be there soon as well, wouldn't they? You might get
yeah,
on the telly.
Yeah, you never know.
I reckon you should do something as part of their date, like get them on the stage and have a sing song with you. That'd be good, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we'll have to do something like that. Yeah. I didn't know about that, actually. Are they coming?
I think it's like November time they come over, and they're always at Magic, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've had a few friends on Go and Take Me Out, so always the weird ones get a right dodgy date.
I mean, being over here for 17 years, I never dreamed after 17 years I'd be playing with a live band, because a lot of it just doesn't happen over here, you know? I left the live band to come, I was doing a duo, then a solo thing, and then to be in a band, it's like a dream come true, really. It's great.